This is Tim Stout, and you're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, everybody. Today, we're going to meet Tim Stout. Stick around. You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. It's the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, everybody. My name is Ludini, Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. Our website is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. There is all kind of great stuff there, including great interviews like the one you're about to hear in a second, as well as our live hard rock and metal circus show. You can catch that every Tuesday night on Rock Rage Radio with my co-host Lily V6 and Keith the Hawk Hawkins. And also, do not miss my daily rock and rants, where I discuss a wide variety of topics. They're short ones, so you need a little dose of music and rock and roll. Just pop one of those suckers on and check it out. If you'd like to do something to help me out and our guest that we're going to have here out in a second, is you could hit that share button right now. I'm going to remind you again later, but hit the share button. This is how music gets promoted in the 2019. It's fans like you sharing it around. If you're checking it out, you're going, this Tim Stout guy seems like a pretty cool guy. I like his music. Then just hit that share button. And share it to wherever you like. It doesn't matter. If you like Facebook, you like Instagram, Twitter, it's all good. Either, it doesn't matter. Whatever one you like, just hit the share button, because chances are if you dig it, your friends are going to dig it, and more people get to know who Tim Stout is, and it helps him out a lot, and it keeps great music going. So that's good for everybody. So hit that share button, if you will. Now, you heard me talking about Tim. Tim is a guitar player. He does the whole kind of loop thing. Singer-songwriter, great catchy tracks that we're going to hear the song Get Familiar in a few minutes here, but awesome, and I'm happy to have him on here. Tim, welcome to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So, hey, Tim, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background, buddy? Like, how did you get bit by the music bug in the first place?
Well, I've kind of been performing my whole life. So I started doing theater around age 10. And then at 14, I started picking up the guitar and ukulele, just fiddling around with it. But around college, I started getting into more like independent artists and really like just locking myself in my room for hours at a time and writing and practicing. And by the time I graduated, I just decided like this is what I should be doing. I spend all my time doing this. It's what I love to do. So.
Who were some of those early artists that that you were sort of alluding to there, that were inspiring you?
Yeah, I'd say the big one was Alan Stone. I found out about him around sophomore year of college. And like he just has this presence on stage and through recordings that like you just feel every word he's singing. And like it's just so emotional and packed with soul. Like it's really difficult not to be moved by something like that. So I'd say Alan Stone was the big one around that time.
When did you get now? I understand that when you play live, you're using the sort of the looping technology.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, how did you get into that? And is it? It seems really difficult. It seems like a lot to like keep track of. I mean, learning to play the guitar and sing is one thing, but that's like a whole other thing. So why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it was definitely a learning curve. You need a really good sense of rhythm, because as soon as you stomp on that thing, the loop starts. And as soon as you stomp on it again, you've locked in the loop. So if you're just like half a beat off that whole song, it's going to be half a beat off. So I got into it watching videos of Alan Stone and Ed Sheeran doing it, and kind of thought, like, these two guys, they're just singing and using a guitar, and they're making a full band sound.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I have those skills. Why not try and step it up? And then as soon as I got to doing this, it's like I found a whole new way to write, a whole new way of performing. Those have been really great.
I want to talk. I want to come back and talk a little bit more about the writing and specifically how you're incorporating the looper into the writing. But first, I'm going to take a little give everybody a sample here. I want to check out the track. This is a really groovy song.
Thank you.
Groovy. Because this is the 1960s. This is a really grooving track that you guys out there in podcast land. I promise you might have to pull the car over if you're listening to just. To get out and boogie, because this is a great one. But check it out. Get Familiar by Tim Stout on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
He doesn't treat you right, though you've been with him a long time. And you don't put up a fight, so you get used to feeling so sad. 'Cause you know he sleeps around, or with his back to you, leaving you wide awake to ponder possibilities of someone new. Well, if you only want what you know, get to know me better. I'm an open book for you, so ask away. I could be your usual. Let this be. If you want what's familiar to you, get familiar with me. I'm just the thing you're looking for.
Get familiar with me.
I'm just the thing you're looking for. I've never known you to be shy. You can get as close as you like. Well, why fight that feeling inside pulling you in? Come on. Wrap your arms round my neck, my hand on the small of your back. Well, what we've been feeling goes deep beyond our skin. Know me better, I'm an open book for you, so ask away. I could be your usual. Can't let this be. If you want what's familiar to you, get familiar with me. Get familiar with me. I'm just a
fan. And if you only want what you know, get to know me better. I'm an open book for you, so ask away. I could be your usual. Can't let this be. If you want what's familiar to you,
get familiar with me. Get familiar with me.
Get familiar, everybody, with Tim Stout. Whoops, it wants to play again. It just can't stop. It's so good.
Thank you.
That's a really, really fun tune. Great guitar work, by the
Thank
way.
You.
And is that all you do? Who worked on this with you?
Yeah, so all the guitar parts you hear on that and all the vocals, that's all me. But I worked with a producer. His name's Cale Hawkins. He's based in Brooklyn, and he played the bass, a lot of those keys you're hearing, all those synths. Yeah, he plays everything. So he was really great to work with.
Awesome, man. So yeah. Tell us a little bit about your songwriting process. Do you sit down with the looper and start like kind of working out grooves, or how do you get started?
I mean, it kind of depends. Like, if sometimes I don't have my looper with me, so it is super helpful to sit down and write with a looper in terms of, you know, building parts and, you know, background vocals and things like that become a lot easier and more organic with a looper. But at the same time, it'll kind of lock you into one groove if you're just looping and looping and looping. So Sometimes I prefer to write without it, but if I'm writing like a dancey pop song, I'm going to head straight to the looper, drop what I'm doing, and head straight to it.
Okay, well, that makes total sense. So yeah. You've got this single out. There's a very cool performance on YouTube. Mm. What else you have? What's going on? Do you have a full record? What's going on?
Well, I have been doing some stuff in the studio with Kale.
Cool.
And we have plenty more stuff coming. Got one in the pocket that I'll be releasing soon. Yeah, we've got that going, and I'd like to do more live videos like that too. It's really fun to get with other people and perform my music.
Yeah, that's very cool. That, by the way, guys, if you go to timstoutmusic.com, you can the video is there as well. It's not that song. It's not the song we just played. What's that track?
It's called Learn You.
Learn You, yeah. And yeah. That's very cool. With to see you kind of in a live setting with some other people. It's really neat. Sounds great. The plan is to what? Release some singles throughout the year?
Yeah, release some singles throughout the year. Gigging a lot more. That's another goal. Yeah.
Okay, so the next 6 to 12 then is gigging and releasing singles.
That's right.
All right, my man. So what does we got any like kind of long-term goals or plans for your career that you're thinking of? Something you'd love to do?
Go ahead. I mean, the long-term goal would definitely be to headline tour.
Okay.
That's the big goal. Like, I love being out and playing for people, and I also love to travel, and I don't get to do nearly enough of it. So if I were to travel and be working and doing what I love at the same time, like, that's just the ultimate dream right there.
Well, excellent, man. I hope that the dreams come true. I mean, you're off to a great start with the music you have out right now, and we do wish you all the best. I'm going to wrap up the show right now, but I need you to hang out for a minute to do a little business with you. Okay, cool. All right, everybody. Awesome, man. Tim Stout, guys. TimStoutMusic.com is the website, and all the links to all the other places are there, the Instagrams, the Facebooks, and all that jazz. You can check out Tim all over social media as well. Please, if you haven't already, hit that share button. I mean, after that song, Get Familiar. I mean, that's a great one. So if you haven't hit the share button already, please hit the share button. Let your friends know that you're checking out this artist, Tim Stout, and that he's a total badass and that they should check him out too. We appreciate that, guys. All right, guys, you've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. If you would like to get access to some exclusive music, exclusive video, if you'd like to hang out with some very cool people that are just like you, that love great guitar-driven music, please go to LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. That is LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. This is a great community of people that love great guitar-driven music. There's a lot of exclusive stuff that you're not getting anywhere, like on my regular stuff on my YouTube or Podbean or anything like that, as well as some exclusive music and video. So check all that out at LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. Guys, it's been a great show today. I really enjoyed meeting Tim, and I'm really excited to see how his career advances throughout the future, because he's off to a great start. So thanks to everybody for listening. Thanks to Tim Stout, and we'll catch you guys all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.